warning. The following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Give us a big welcome there, show. Give us a big welcome.
Welcome. You are so welcome to Daily Dilemma Uncensored. You're not meant to be big on a podcast. You're meant to be all welcome. How are you? How's your week?
What the hell?
You know, do you never listen to... Well, you don't, yeah. You don't listen to podcasts.
Don't even listen to our own.
You so listen to our podcast. And you listen to the weekend edition of Beat Breakfast.
I do.
I know you do.
Do you actually?
Well, I'm not always up for the early parts of the weekend, but I do like shows throwbacks are. It's not as good as the main guy during the week, like, but, you know, she's grand, like, she's grand for cover, like, you know.
I am not a cover girl.
It'll always be my show.
Excuse me?
TBH.
Back in the day, I used to do a Noughties hit mix on a Saturday morning. That was really like
I got to pick my own song, she said to me. And I was like, that was, with some songs, I was like, that went into my Noughties hit mix on several occasions.
And people used to message me, be like, show, can I have that six in the mix?
Oh yeah, they were mad times, letting you pick songs. Anyway, that's the main station. This is the podcast.
Yay, welcome.
Daily Dilemma Uncensored Season 6. We're well into it now.
Happy Valentine's if you're
Happy
listening
Valentine's
right now.
Day if you're listening on the day. Yeah, we're feeling the love here. And as we always do, let's first take a look back at what happened last week.
Last time on Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
I'm with my boyfriend 2 years. One thing he's doing, though, is making me question myself. I caught him with a sex toy. One of those fleshlights. To say I'm surprised is an understatement. A fella with a sex toy is a bit odd. Lately, he's not really in the mood anymore, as he's always saying he's too busy or tired. Well, what if he's using this toy instead of having sex with me? I'm thinking I'm not good enough anymore and that he might leave me. Is this common for most guys nowadays to have a sex toy?
I suppose let's start with the fleshlight and the fact that I didn't know what a fleshlight was until this time last year when we were giving away a fleshlight. And me, like the big Aegis and prude that I am, up on stage, the big crowd, great night, adoring fans of the podcast, and Paddy, our lovely friend, won the fleshlight, and I went, what is this?
So that was a wild one. Joe was shocked. We had to do a lot of explaining, and I know some people are kind of touching on that. Let me start. Ms. Breed was onto us on the in the comments on social. She says, whatever about the sex toy, if he's making excuses, either he needs to work less and sleep more if he's tired, or go to the gym and keep active. If he's eating healthy, exercising and sleeping well, there could be something else going on. Sounds like he's losing interest. Might be time to move on. You deserve attention and affection.
So detailed, isn't it? So
much. Thought out.
Yeah. Every guy's up for it every single day of the week. Like,
do I don't know.
Yeah, we met Tom.
Well, Tom.
But she had a right week this week, didn't you?
Okay. What's the average you gave? You did it last week.
11
the show.
Times.
11 hard-ons during the day and 5 at night. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
So 16 times
a day. On average.
Yeah.
Some days are more.
Well then.
Mine come with the weirdest. Like sometimes I'm driving and I just get a hard on. I think it's just the vibrations of the car, like sometimes.
Yeah.
Really?
There could be like a lovely yard.
You'll never understand that. Like, oh. You'll never understand. Just
no.
Randomly,
a creature that kind of have a mind of its own attached to your body.
But how is it a mind of its own if like your thoughts
Well,
are
our thoughts can
influence
it. But as he just said, sometimes nothing to do with thoughts, just off and at
When's home. the randomest time you've got a boner? Like just out of the blue. Out of the blue. Because I remember once I was at a funeral in school. I could just feel it like kind of coming up and I was like, what?
But what was great? Like it can't have been like,
I swear
nothing.
To
it could have been subconscious. You never
I'd say
know.
It could have been the, sometimes there's vibrations in Bangston Church from the organ. Do you know? On the ground you can feel the church.
I don't get a hard on when I see a good organ too.
I genuinely thought that you only got like here I go again I'll read this comment in a second, but I genuinely thought that in order to get an erection that you saw something that did it for you, like
no,
I understand the vibration thing I suppose, but like I would have thought you'd have to see
no,
something
just
that
pop
would
up.
Be
just hop, pop up on occasion. Yeah, there you go. Well, how are you? Get down.
That makes me feel worse because I always thought it was just me.
Both of us could be on air with you some days and you wouldn't even know.
Sometimes I have.
Please tell me you have never had an erection on air.
Yeah.
You never know.
It just happens. It's not anything sexual.
Not our control.
Of course. That's... we'll come back to this. I don't see how you could say it's not sexual.
It's not always sexual, no.
Isn't it?
No.
It's just
like the hard on you wake up in the morning is to do with pee. You need to pee and your dick is basically getting hard to stop you peeing in your sleep. And we just
in reaction to the dilemma last week, Sarah Beresford said, why do you keep subjecting poor show to it all? She can't even talk about farts for fuck's sake.
And Harry to finish says, oh, it was a fleshlight, of course, he had. Be a lot worse if he had a rabbit. I mean, where would he put put the ears. Okay, let's get to it. Our latest email in this week. What have you got for us?
Jesus.
Hey guys, help.
Why are you laughing?
It's just I've read this before.
Oh, sorry. I'm seeing a fella 3 months and every night we've been together, we got a takeaway and watch TV. Nice. That's good. Good date night. But he got it into his head that I'd be into a bit of a food fetish. He took it too far. I arrived at his house last night and he said that I was to let myself in. I went in the door and there he was, sprawled out on the couch, naked, with 4 chicken balls on his chest, lined up.
Sexy. Do you like me belly? What's that fat
get in my belly
from Gossin Ferris?
It gets worse. No, lads,
it couldn't get worse than 4 chicken balls.
Oh, Niall, believe you me, it does.
What?
It gets worse.
He had the curry sauce poured close enough to the belly button area in a line. I stood there and he said, oh no, it's what he said as well. It's what he said, right? I stood there and he said, surprise, did someone order a Chinese?
Gavin and Stacey. Did somebody order a Chinese?
Lads, I had to pretend I was sick. Well, technically I was after seeing that. Haven't seen him since. It's the biggest ick I've ever experienced. Do people seriously do food stuff like this and have sex afterwards?
Woo!
When this came in during the week, I said hardly. I said hardly, but there are people, like some of my friends have done some weird shit with food.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but cream and chocolate. Like,
yeah,
like,
but not curry sauce.
We can talk about the food stuff in a moment. I just want to know, like, was this guy just having a laugh? It's so outlandish. Chicken balls and curry sauce down his chest. Was he having, like, is she being a bit hard on him? Was he just having a bit of crack? Or did he really think
that she was going to eat the balls off his chest?
I'm just eat the balls off
his chest. Oh, no, I mean chicken balls.
But, like, sometimes when you see food and, like, you know, you'd say, like, oh, that's sexy, or, like, that makes you so horny, like, if you get, like, a Chinese.
No, hang on, stop. I'm going to stop you there. I'd never get Chinese or an Indian or a Thai and go, oh, that really, that gets.
Sometimes I get a hard on when I get a chicken curry.
No, but you never, like, some, well, I'm not some of my friends. I love that expression, but, like, sometimes, like, back in the day, the phrase would be, oh, that looks sexual. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's different. Do you know what I did get turned on by last week? We were out with Kathy and Tommy, nothing to do with food, but we were eating at the time and we were sitting around the table and we were talking about summer holidays. And then I was saying, like, we went away to Lanzarote at Christmas. And I was like, it's my favourite holiday. And Tom turned around and was like, you know, no, I'd had a glass of wine, but he was like, you know, I was thinking, like, it might be very doable to, like, do Lanzarote at Christmas again. And as we were walking out of the hotel, I was like, that really turned me on, the way you said that. And he was like, what? Yeah. I was like, the way you talked about Lanzarote
doable.
At Christmas.
Doable.
Like,
you're
definitely made that
doable.
Happen.
Lanzarote's doable.
Yeah. We're
all
doable.
And he
was like, really? Okay, I'll talk about that again. And I was like, yeah.
Sorry, you're going to Paris.
No, I'm going to Paris on a stag. I don't know. I understand what you're saying about the sexual thing, but I think that's like a saying. Like, it's
way,
not like
yeah.
you actually think food is sexual. I've never.
Some people probably do, I'd say.
I know you don't actually want to, like, you don't want to make love to food. You don't. You want
some
to use it as
fetishes.
I know, but you want to use it as an accompaniment for a sexy experience
or a lead
a condiment.
In. Yeah, no, it's like,
but
either
it's not the actual whipped
the
cream
course.
That is. Oh, I want to get that whipped cream. You know.
So the whipped cream thing is like, it's usually a woman does it, doesn't it? Well, no, a man can do it as well. You put it where on the bits.
Yeah,
so like if I was trying to impress, say, show, we're having a romantic night tonight, it's Valentine's, I get whipped cream and I just put it around my ball sack and cover the thing. And the
when
aim
you describe
is,
it like that, it kind of takes a bit of the shine off it around my ball
sack.
Oh,
sorry, my scrotum. And the idea is you come and lick it off in then, like, the hopes of, surprise, me Mickey's there, and then you just go straight into that.
Well, I have a problem with dairy, so I wouldn't be going there. So I'd be out anyway. I don't know. I actually think we tried years ago a little bit of, like, is there chocolate paint or something that you can get?
Yeah,
like,
body paint.
Body paint, yeah. It's like a chocolate. It's edible. Well, yeah. Obviously it's edible, but it's for, like, sexy time.
Yeah.
And see how uncomfortable I am with this. I'm not okay with this. But anyway, we tried it.
Yeah.
And just put I think Tom put a little bit, this has gone back a good few years, so I can't really remember the ins and outs of it. But anyway, put a little bit on and I turned around to do something and it had gone hard and formed a crust. So I couldn't really.
The paint, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like chocolate. Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
The other one that struck me then when we talked about the body paint is edible underwear is a thing as well.
Oh, longs so with you the... Bite, so they're the sweets. Bite. I love those sweets. They're, you they're you like know, you bracelets. Got them when you were younger, you got the bracelets and yeah. They were like... They're like a,
so you nibble them off until she's wearing nothing.
You
basically.
Know the ones?
Yeah,
like,
I know. They're like love heart kind of
yes.
Thing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
get
yeah.
Them in underwear.
Yeah, yeah, they're like a little thong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you'd...
I'm not au fait with this and she knows everything under the sun over there.
No, I know.
Me, clueless.
I know those, but I think they're for the girls. So I don't think you'd be putting that on a guy. Any
so it's like a G-string kind of thing.
It's like a G-string suit, but I'd just be quite happy to eat that.
You'd just be picking away yourself.
I wouldn't feel the need to do anything
after
that.
Over trying to get out or something.
I'd be like, you stay there and just finish it off because I love those.
Yeah.
I used to get the little one to watches on them as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's candy and that's sweets and that's yeah. Kind of like, ooh, a bit of chocolate. But curry sauce.
Oh, no, curry sauce. Well, look, no, just staying on the food, I don't really get the food thing because it's just so messy. I don't want to mess the sheets. You don't want cream and on strawberries.
Have you done it?
Kind of no, I haven't,
I
done,
haven't done it.
The
either.
Only thing I've ever done, and I'll tell you this, just between the three of us, right? It was quite a few years back and it was with my boyfriend. We were in the house we were living in and I don't ask me how this kind of came about, right? But he had a kind of chocolate powder, right? I think it was the powder that, you know, when you buy the cappuccinos and you sprinkle it on top, comes
yeah.
In the tube. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's, like,
yeah,
it's actually like cocoa, I think, yeah, is what
exactly.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what possessed us, but I took my lad out and he sprinkled it all along the top, right? And we were having a laugh about
that's
it.
That's too dusty and powdery to
think,
be putting on your
I
mouth
think
on that.
The plan was to go down. But my housemate walked in. We were in the kitchen at the time.
Ah.
And it was absolutely... I had to rush to the bathroom. And
you chocolate powder all over your penis?
Chocolate powder down my Mickey, yeah. So...
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Welcome home from work,
yeah,
I love.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just, yeah, yeah.
So that's the weirdest thing to put on your penis.
It was kind of a jokey thing rather than a sexual
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't really get it and I don't really have any interest. And I've tried all manner of things, but just food in bed does not interest me, really.
So that's why you think he's up
joking.
For a bit of a laugh.
That's why I'm wondering, is he just having... Cause it's so bizarre. Let's be honest. Chicken balls and curry sauce.
Yeah,
never heard of it.
I don't know. Like, because I wouldn't be good with fetishes at all. Like, do you know me? Like, I wouldn't know many fetishes. But I do know that there is an episode, or is it the Sex and the City movie? And Samantha,
okay,
is waiting for the really hot guy to come home from a film shoot. What's his name? You know, the blonde,
blonde, long hair.
Mr. Big.
Is it Jason?
No, it's
something?
Not Big.
Is his real name? Anyway,
he's so fit, like he's, oh my god, he's so good looking, like oh god. But anyway, she's there at home waiting for him. Like he's in, like insane. Anyway, she's on the.
If you had one, you'd be getting a boner right now. I'd say talking about. Him.
She's on the kitchen table, and she makes her own sushi, and then she's completely naked. She's so sexy as well. She lies up on the bed or on the kitchen table, and she places the sushi down her body.
Okay.
And she's waiting for him to come home. So the idea is that he's eating the sushi off her, right? Mm. Now he doesn't arrive. So
does she use chopsticks?
Well, he never gets there.
All right.
He's delayed on the film set and she ends up stuffing her face with the sushi.
Okay.
She just lies there and starts eating the sushi.
Because I don't think sushi would be a great thing.
No, smell of fish.
No, it's not even that. Like,
it'd be smell of fish anyway.
You got to pick up sushi. You can't just like lick or bite it off, really. Because
that's the point of it, though. You could. Like, I think that was the thing that like it was small
big
enough.
Lumps.
Yeah, but it's small enough. I suppose like the chicken ball. Maybe he'd watch Sex and the City. That
maybe.
He could just suck it off the chest. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I don't see the sexiness.
At least
to
the
it.
Chicken ball is cooked. That's raw fish.
I like sushi.
I like
just not on a body.
I look. I suspect that there are people out there that are pretty much into anything. So there's no reason why they wouldn't be into this. I kind of like your thought on it, though, that he's just a really fun guy and he's having the crack and she's after taking this seriously and running a mile. Like, would you not go back to him and go, were you serious about those chicken balls on your chest? Because I wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
Like, why are you running away from it?
Well, the other side of it is, and we've talked about this on Dilemmas on the podcast before, is fetishes are fun if you're both up for it. But if it's something that you get a no-no from, well then, you know.
Yeah, I suppose
that he landed on it unsurprised. There was no conversation about this. You know,
yeah,
you've got to tread carefully.
Absolutely,
with
but he was joking, like the way he said, "Someone ordered,"
but he should have thought that through. He should have thought it through. Like, if I was going out with a girl and I knew she say liked, I don't know, Nutella or something, like she liked Indian food. So, like, am I gonna put a korma,
a naan bread,
like, a samosa?
Yeah, exactly. Here is me Mickey in the yolk and bite the naan bread.
Personally,
I know it's a bit of fun, but still,
I
logically,
I'd fall around the place laughing. You know,
see, I don't think I would have left because, like, I would have had to have gotten to the bottom of what
what's
it was.
What's your thought process?
Yeah,
here?
But what happened was she got the ick, she got totally freaked out, and she panicked and she left, right? And I understand what you're saying about, like, you know, it's a boundary thing and you need to make sure. But, like, surely to God, if there's somebody that's doing that, it's either a fetish or they're having a bit of fun, and you need to find out.
Yeah.
Which it's one of the others. They're going to give her a massive ick, or it's going to be a laugh. But I think you should have thought of the massive ick part as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, imagine, like, walking through a room and someone's there with a Chinese dish out on them. Like that,
it's the
like
curry
logically
sauce
that
me.
Sounds crazy.
At least he didn't have the fried rice all down him as
no,
well.
No, the curry, I take the rice over the sauce. Can you imagine this? No, I'm sorry, but I did think this when I read it. All I could think of was the fact that a lot of you, I don't know if you do because I haven't seen or haven't looked, well I have seen but I haven't looked at your belly buttons, like a lot of you have like a little bit of hair and all I could think of was like the curry sauce and some hair sticking up through it.
Oh, I don't know. Right, let's get the thoughts.
There are no real thoughts. I don't really
brain.
Know. That's what Tom said to me the other day when we were at the wedding. And he said, I'm like a seal because I clap at everything and then nobody else is clapping.
There
and
are
I just,
no
it's
thoughts.
Almost like I miss my two hands.
People
like,
have
I don't
given
put them
20
together.
Minutes of their time for this podcast and you're summing up with there are no thoughts.
No, give me some thoughts. He said, there are no more thoughts.
I always like to think that we can give practical and honest advice. So if it's something that's genuinely turned you off to the point of no return, then that is fine. Walk away with your head held high because you probably can't marry a man that puts chicken balls on his chest in all seriousness. Like maybe there's no future there. But if there is an ounce of like kind of possibility that he was just taking the piss and having a laugh with you, then he's probably a very funny guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And
laughing during your sex life is so important as well.
I said this to Tom the other day, like there's so many instances when you're in a relationship with somebody and particularly when you're having sex that laughter is the best way to get through it. Like noises that happen, and we've covered that.
Yeah.
Like if you can't laugh at those, so like honestly, he could turn out to be a godsend. You just don't know. But look, go with your gut. And if you think your gut is saying that man was serious about chicken balls and curry sauce on his belly button, then yeah, you do you. Let them.
Killian, any quick thoughts?
I have no practical advice here. I'm just going to say keep your mouth shut and just never bring it up again because that's just so... I wouldn't even face into that conversation. Imagine that, how awkward that would be like.
Yeah. I would probably just say to him, look, the chicken ball's a bit tricky to get into the mouth. Could you give me a chicken chop suey next time, please? But much easier.
Chop suey!
Right, that is almost us done. Over the next couple of weeks, you are going to hear what happened at Daily Dilemma Uncensored Live, which by our accounts we are doing later this evening, and we'll update you on that over the next couple of weeks.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com.